Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Evyonim that is done on the day of Purim, and we'll talk about who is an Evyon, so who is our target audience, that we should really make efforts to find a person who fits in the definition of an Evyon in order to fulfill the mitzvah, that may be different from somebody who we give tzedakah to on a regular basis. So that is going to be issue number one. Issue number two, how much should be given? How much should be given? And issue number three, can we use our maser money, our 10% of our income, can we give our maser money for this purpose from Matanos Le'Evyonim, or does it have to be in excess of the money that we typically give for maser, for the 10% tzedakah? Question number one, as we discussed, is general, who is the recipient? But before we get to that, there have to be two recipients. The mitzvah is Matanos Le'Evyonim. Evyonim is plural tense, so is Matanos plural tense. So we have to find two people who fit in with the definition of an Evyon, and each of them is going to receive a gift, a Matana, and we'll talk about how much that has to be. So first we're going to define what is the Evyonim, and then we'll talk about what is the Matanos, the amount of the Matana that has to be given to each of the two Evyonim. Also an interesting fact, Nosnim Gam Avur Ha'isha V'Yeladim Shigil Lechinoch. We are noheg to give also for the wife, so on behalf of the wife, and also for children who have reached the age of chinuch, they are able to be educated. We have a mitzvah of chinuch for them, so we should give on their behalves as well. So now, the key question, question number one of the day, is what is considered an evyon? In the past, we brought a definition a few years back that there is a difference between somebody who is an ani, that we would give tzedakah to, we would give our miser to, and somebody who is an evyon, that is somebody who is destitute. Somebody is an ani would not be a recipient of matanos le'evyonim. It has to be somebody who really is impoverished, very impoverished. So although we could give tzedakah, miser, to somebody who's an ani, when it comes to an evyon, it is going to be a stricter standard, more difficult to find. That's what we talked about in the past. Today, we're going to give the definition of Rav Moshe Sternbach, and he says that it's somebody who has a difficult time making parnasa. He can be working. He can be working. He can have a parnasa, but it is simply not sufficient. We'll get into a little bit more detail in a little bit. And he continues, it's also somebody who is not embarrassed to ask. He has needs. He goes around and asks. So included in this is that despite the fact that somebody may have income, he could have a regular job, but Eino gomer sechodesh, he cannot finish the month in the black. In other words, his income is not covering the expenses, and we'll assume that he's not spending on what he should not spend. Simply, the person is not earning enough to cover what would be normal in spending. He's ending the month in the red, not in the black. So that would be one example, or somebody who has a lot of debt, and he has committed to marry off a child. That's especially in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to buy things for the child to start him off on the right foot. Somebody who has a lot of chovot, somebody who has a lot of debt, that would, in Rav Sternbach's mind, be included in the definition of an evyon. That would be a worthy candidate of being a recipient of the matanos le'evyonim on Purim. So that is vis-a-vis the definition of an evyon, somebody who releases the money. It can be that somebody who has a job, he is earning, has a job, but still it doesn't suffice. Or somebody who has a lot of debts. That is number one. Question number one. Question number two is, so how much has to be given? We've defined somewhat what is an evyon, matanos le'evyonim. And now let's define what matana has to be given to each of two evyonim. So we're going to have three different approaches on this. We're going to start out with the Mishnah Brura, who cites the Ritva, that the obligation for Matanos Le'Evyonim, and the minimum obligation, is to give a pruta, minimum of a pruta, that Rav Fuchs tells us is approximately 10 aguros in Eretz Yisrael. In the United States, would be approximately, very approximately, 3 pennies. I don't know if they even have pennies anymore in circulation. Do they have dimes? They for sure have. How about nickels? Do they use this anymore? Maybe, maybe not. So we're talking about really a de minimis amount, very little. 10 aguros, 3 pennies, Food, you can average up to 5 pennies and a nickel, not a lot of money, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos levyonim to each of the evyonim. So if it's 10 aguras to each, 10 to one, 10 aguras to one, 10 aguras to the other, that would be the minimum in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. That is approach number one. In fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that it is sufficient to give this amount based on the Mishnah Berurah. Kol schum shu yoser mipruta, anything more than a pruta, that would be the minimum, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of matanos le'evyonim. So that would be approach number one. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And also Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, yes, that's to fulfill the mitzvah. That would suffice a minimum of a pruta, more than a little bit more than a pruta, minimum of a pruta. That is number one. Number two, the Shari Tshuva says that you have to give a matana chashuva, literally an important gift. Now, what does that mean? Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's not brought in the Igros Moshe, it's brought in a alon, that is a publication called Mayim Chaim, put out by Rav Diner. And it goes as follows: the amount of a matana chashuva brought by the Shari Tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, is the amount to purchase a simple meal. A simple meal, for example, it would be to buy a roll and shoko and chadome, like a roll and some chocolate milk, something similar like that. The basic meal that somebody could have as a seuda. So that would be a basic meal. That would cost approximately 10 shkalim. 10 shkalim, and again, we're talking about each of the evyonim. So 10 shkalim worth of food to this, 10 shkalim of this. You give the money, or you can give the food itself. But 10 shkalim, because it could buy that su'uda. That's considered a matana chashuva. That is considered a great, an important gift. Something important, important gift. So this is the second standard. Standard number one, 10 agurus to each of the evyonim. Standard number two, 10 shkalim to each of the evyonim. And the third level is not a minimum obligation. Those two, the first approaches, the approach to the Mishnah Berurah, a minimum obligation of 10 aguras. The second approach, the Shari Tshuva, as explained by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the minimum obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of 10 shkalim. First one is 10 aguras, second is 10 shkalim, and the third approach is not what would be required, but a hider. This is the view of Rav Eliashiv, that there is a hider to give to each evyon the amount of a su'udah. Now, we're not talking about a basic su'udah. It would be something that is dignified, a dignified su'udah. So that would be 50 shkalim. That is shi'ur matana chashuva shemisameches es alev. That is a matana chashuva. We had that language before. But now it's not simply the amount of a matana chashuva that somebody could have enough from. Okay, I can eat this as a meal. It would be satisfactory. That's not going to make him happy to have a roll and a thing of shoko, of chocolate milk. But 50 shkalim is something to buy somebody a meal that would be misameachim. That is the hider. That is the hider. Not required mi'ikra adin, we would say the first approach, the second approach, 10 agurus, 10 shkalim. But the hider would be 50 shkalim to each of the evyonim. When it comes to our third question, can you use maaser money, the kesef, the money of maaser, the 10%, to fund the matanos levyonim? So if you're really talking about the first approach, 10 agruas, don't even bother thinking about it. But if we're talking about 10 shkalim, certainly the 50 shkalim, can I use my maaser money for that? So the answer is no, but you cannot use your maaser money for matanos levyonim. Matanos levyonim is an independent mitzvah, an independent obligation. However, that is only for the basic requirement of the Mishnah Berurah. For the 10 aguros, you cannot use your meiser money for that. But in excess of it, because you've already fulfilled the basic 10 aguros, you can't use your meiser money for. But the excess over that, what you give, if you want to fulfill the second sheet of 10 shkalim, or the third approach, or the hider of 50 shkalim or more, for that you can use your maaser money. So that's issue number one. Now, a related issue is, how about mishloach manot? You send it to somebody, mishloach manot, can you use your maaser money for that? So the answer is going to be the same. To fulfill the basic requirement, the basic mitzvah of mishloach manot, one would not use ma'aser money, but once you have purchased two manot, the two basic foods that you're going to give somebody, the excess over that, you could use your ma'aser money. And we'd say similarly with the zeichel ha'machatzis ha'shekel that is given typically on Tanis Esther after mincha, so you cannot use your ma'aser money for that to fulfill the basic zeichel ha'machatzis ha'shekel. If you want to give extra, then ma'aser money can be used. But we see the same thing here when it comes to the matanos le'avyonim, the mishloach manot, and the zeichel ha'machatzis ha'shekel. When somebody is doing the basic mitzvah, then we would not use ma'aser money. But if you want to go above what's required, ma'aser money could be given. Just one additional halacha: if somebody has money and is deciding, should I spend more on matanos le'avyonim, or should I spend more on my seuda, or should I spend more on mishloach manot? Between those, we would prioritize spending more money on matanos le'avyonim. That would be the best place to invest excess funds. If somebody has excess funds and wants to use for these mitzvahs, that would be the primary mitzvah in which to use the excess funds. We should just be zocha to be mekayim the mitzvah, because there's certainly avyonim that are in dire need, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give all of us the bracha to not be needy on the receiving end, to always be zocha to be a giver, and hopefully we won't have any avyonim. Mir Tzashem, we should daven for everyone that has sufficient parnasa, so there should not be the needs. But certainly right now in Klal Yisrael, there are dire needs. So we should all really make efforts to fulfill the mitzvah in its most beautiful way. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.